Hi there, Dr. Gary on the road. We sell dental practices nationwide. I'm a dentist for 25 years. I was a general dentist. We've been doing the dental practice brokerage for 14 years. Today's topic is Volume 2. Seller wishes to be compensated for the potential of the referrals out of his dental office. Or her dental office. We're going to go over that. As you know, we're now in 22 states, and we have 10 employees, 2 CPA accountants, and we continue to grow. We're available to you from 8 a.m. till 9 p.m. East Coast time every day, 363 days a year. We take off Christmas and Easter, so please call us. Everything you're about to hear is for legal, not legal purposes. It's entertainment only. It's not legal purposes. Now, our phone number is 201-663-0935. And our website is dentalpracticeguide.com or nationwidedentalpracticebrokers.com. If you're thinking about selling to a DSO, please call us because we work with them all. They pay our commission. We know what the best ones are. And we're independent of them. So give us a call. If you're going to work with us, we'll often get your legal fees reimbursed based on certain criteria. We'll get them reimbursed at closing. We're one of the only brokers that does that.
Watch out. Construction on road ahead.
Multiple times. So give us a call. Now, also, what we're dealing with today is this seller sends out a lot of the root canal, a lot of the difficult extractions. The seller expects to be compensated for that in the sale price. Well, you can't do that. It's like the seller thinks because they're sending out about 15% of their gross could be at least 15%. It could be 15% higher because they're sending out these procedures. Endo, root canal, and also oral surgery. The doctor said, look at the potential here. It's just sitting right there. I'm not advertising. I'm setting this work out. If the buyer is going to do this work, the practice has the potential worth that much more. I think I should be taken into consideration. And we say, no, in the end, the response from the banks are, in the end, it's what you are collecting year to year. It's not the potential that the new buyer will be collecting. It is the potential is what the buyer thinks the seller thinks he can sell. The bank says no. It is what's on the books, what is on the tax returns. That is the value of your practice, a factor of that. The fact that these are unrecognized potential gains, you can't sell the practice. What that does do, although, that increases the marketing ability of the practice. Because I could say to a buyer, hey, look, if you do the, endo, molar, root canal, and so forth in-house, look at the potential growth you'll have here. Also, the doctor is not marketing or advertising. So therefore, look at your growth potential there. So that has a marketing effect to it and will make the practice itself more marketable. And a buyer may be more inclined to purchase it because of that. And that's what that does. But to get direct compensation from the seller for unrecognized procedures that you may be doing, you can't expect that. So, but that's what the seller was trying to get at. So that's something to bear in mind, that it's a marketing thing to help your practice. Now, to get it, to increase the value of your practice, you bring an associate in to do the endo, do the oral surgery. I did that. We rarely referred out because we brought in associates to handle those difficult procedures, and that's what I would suggest you do. That will bring up your gross that way, and the fact there's an associate available makes it, you know, that much more available. So that worked out very well for us when I had my 3 practices before I retired. But things have changed in the last 18 years. I retired 18 years ago. Man, things have changed. It's like, whew, I can't believe how much expenses are for the supplies, the costs, the expenses for the hygienist, the hourly wage, and this PPO reduced fee dentistry. I didn't do any of that stuff. You know, I was out before that. I'm in it now, seeing what the doctors are doing and my clients and the sellers, what they're up against. You know, that's another thing, by the way. We'll have a talk about that. Overall net profit is down with dental offices, with the cost of supplies and everything, and reduction in the what the PPOs. I never did any of this PPO. I see it all now and I understand it, but I never did that. I was like, no freaking way. I'm reducing my fees by 34-35%. It's crazy. But that's what the market is right now. So it's just something you have to understand. And there's less profitability in the dental offices. Anyway, if you like what you hear, hit the subscribe button. We've got quite a few subscribers now, over 320 tapes, YouTube videos. So listen, and with that information is there for you. We try to do it on a weekly basis. Thank you for listening. Talk to you soon. I'm off to the beach, but now, believe it or not, a little early, but I'm off.